You could feel the war getting ready in the sky that night. The way the clouds moved aside and came back, and the way the stars looked, a million of them swimming between the clouds, and the feeling that the sky might fall upon the city and turn it to chalk dust, and the moon go up in red fire. That was how the night felt. Montag walked from the subway with the money in his pocket. He had visited the bank, which was open all night every night, with robot tellers in attendance. And as he walked, he was listening to the seashell radio in his ear. "We have mobilized 1 million men. Quick victory is ours if the war comes." Music flooded over the voice quickly, and it was gone. 10 million men mobilized, Faber's voice whispered in his other ear. "But say 1 million. It's happier." "Faber?"
"Yes."
"I'm not thinking. I'm just doing like I'm told, like always. You said get the money, and I got it. I didn't really think of it myself. When do I start working things out on my own?"
"You started already by saying what you just said."
"You'll have to take me on faith." "I took the others on faith."
"Yes, and look where we're headed. You'll have to travel blind for a while. Here's my arm to hold on to."
"I don't want to change sides and just be told what to do. There's no reason to change if I do that."
"You're wise already."
Montag felt his feet moving him on the sidewalk toward his house. "Keep talking."
"Would you like me to read?"
"I'll read so you can remember. I go to bed only 5 hours a night, nothing to do, so if you like, I'll read you to sleep nights. They say you retain knowledge even when you're sleeping, if someone whispers it in your ear."
"Yes."
"Here." Far away across the town in the night, the faintest whisper of a turn of page. The Book of Job. The moon rose in the sky as Montag walked, his lips moving just a trifle.